Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for this short podcast. This podcast focuses on Queensland legislation, and it will be no benefit, I'm sorry, for those not from wonderful Queensland. So thank you. Fellow Queenslanders, property agents, managers, etc., we know as I record this 27th of February 2021, we've been for some time faced with the cyclic, I guess, traditional supply and demand roller coaster, I guess you might call it. And particularly at the moment, we know that demand far outstrips supply. There's also the inverted comma perfect storm. Long been affordability, obviously, matters and concerns for people wanting to rent. But we've got not just affordability and rental increases on the rise in the current market conditions throughout all of Queensland, and that's my opinion, just through my membership and my little world. So throughout all of Queensland seems to be experiencing pretty much the situation of affordability and increasing rents, with also the people demand. So, you know, you're getting in the real world on the ground, obviously, X amount and most of you many amounts of tenancy application offers and many people coming to showings, etc. So this podcast, I just want to have a quick chat to you about something that has been in the media for the last few days. And I just want to pick up on a few points. Channel 9 News did a story on Friday, the 26th of February, which led me to do this podcast. And I'm also going to do an email out to our mailing list as part of Real Estate Excellence Industry Update. So realestateexcellence.com.au. I'm going to do a written mail out to the industry, including it's a free industry update service that I give. It also includes valued members. And of course, members, you have a different service with member update, but you also get the industry update. So any questions, valued members of Real Estate Excellence, about that, you know to contact us. So in relation to the Channel 9 story they aired on the 26th, and it was leading to basically allegations that the industry are encouraging people to put in increased amounts on their applications, which of course is very alarming for all of us if that is occurring. And also, so encouraging tenants to put in higher amounts than the property is advertised. Now, a couple of things. It's an alarming thing because of it's an offence, an offence provision under Section 57 of the RTRA Act. Premises must be offered for rent at a fixed amount. Now, Property Management Excellence System, so PME system members, I'm referring to Folder 4 and particularly Paragraph 4.2. When I talk about the RTRA Act requires rent be advertised at a fixed amount as per Section 57. Words, of course, such as negotiable, price ranging, they're prohibited. Now, tenants may wish to make an offer in inverted commas. However, it cannot be encouraged or solicited from us. So we can't advise tenants, oh, look, you might look better. Like, when a tenant's desperate, like people are desperate to find a home for themselves and or their family or whatever their situations are. People in this current market are certainly in moments of desperation, and none of us take any joy from seeing that. So property managers should not be encouraging tenants to what do you think, what is it worth, you know, et cetera, or other applications or other properties have put higher amounts and got the home. So don't say anything like that. I encourage you not to, particularly from a compliance perspective. Also ethics. Section 57 is an offence provision under the RTRA Act. So basically, and, you know, its rent must be advertised at a fixed amount. If tenants indicate they want to offer another price, PMs are encouraged to obviously advise the tenant to put their preferred terms forward. Nothing to do with money, your preferred terms. And we present all the applications to the property owner, and the lessor will consider all. And property managers should not discuss price other than the listing price with the tenant or any other party other than their client. So the lessor or lessor's agent, Section 57, must not advertise or otherwise offer a residential tenancies for premises unless a fixed amount is stated in the advertisement or offer as the amount of rent. So $400 per week, full stop, that's it. Will it help my application if I put in $450? The property is being advertised at $400, so put all your terms forward, example, your length of time, etc. So fill out the application, and we present all application offers to our client. It's their decision. Full stop, shush up. So can I put a higher amount in? Well, it's totally up to you. I can't discuss price. It's listed at $400 per week. If the lessor, so Section 57 goes on, but it's a 20 penalty unit provision. So I urge you to get your, if you need a brief a remind of legislation and compliance, and that it's an offence provision, or you need to advise your client, etc. Real Estate Excellence members, you know where we are. So just be careful. And as I say, it's a compliance offence provision. And I'm at the RTO website at the moment, and it doesn't say the date, but it's called Rent Bidding Survey Results. And RTA, I'm just quoting in part here. Recent media reports indicated the impending launch of rent bidding apps in Queensland. And I think this is quite some time ago. So this is a quick quote I'm going to do from the RTA website, RTA in Queensland, obviously. And many, many years ago, goodness, it must have been, it's before 2010 from my memory. But basically, many years ago, when particularly when the mining was booming and rents were going astronomical, one might say, and particularly a lot of mining towns. Now, the reason why Section 57 come in, and I shouldn't say the reason, but I think the main reason, that Section 57, which prohibited obviously negotiable and have to put a fixed amount in, was because of the alleged actions of agents in the 2000s when the mining boom was happening. And that related to alleged rent auctions and rent bidding, which my memory and is that there was actually none found to be factual that it was happening. So there's no actual evidence, but there were a lot of allegations in those times in the 2000s. So the government reacted and basically in and put in Section 57, which we never had before, but advertising for a fixed amount, and of course that it's an offence to not do so. So RTA, as I say on the website, quoting, in Queensland, failure to advertise a rental property for a fixed price is an offence and financial penalties apply. And so I know it's difficult, but I just wanted to share this podcast with you to make sure, particularly my members and our industry, that you're all understanding that you cannot solicit an increased price for your client for residential rental law. Members, you know where we are. Just email us for further support or advice, and I will be sending an email next week as an industry update, a free service to Queensland agents in relation to this discussion in writing. So thank you for joining me. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence, and bye for now.